You're listening to Michigan Radio.
I'm Doug Tribou. If you're like many Michiganders, the holidays are upon you, and it will be a time for treats and holiday meals, gatherings with family, plenty of times to dig into Christmas cookies and Hanukkah holiday treats. And then next week, you'll be thinking about your resolutions. Many people will be thinking about their New Year's resolutions. I'll lose weight. I'll eat better. I'll go to the gym 3 times a week. Those are the most popular kind of resolutions in the U.S. And every January, gyms fill up and the health and fitness industries make a killing. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reports on the science of why so many people end up failing to keep those resolutions and why some people manage to succeed.
Grace Kopel is one of those magical unicorns who made a resolution to exercise more. And now, 2 years later,
that actually turned into I've been doing it since then.
Kopel just finished a workout here at the YMCA. So what is it that makes Kopel different from those of us who do not keep our resolutions?
Well, to be completely honest, around that time, I was dealing with severe depression, and I think it severely impacted my symptoms, and I felt so much better that I just kept up with it.
Then there's guys like Mike LaVisca, whose father passed away at age 69.
And I didn't want the same thing to happen to me, so I had not really exercised before that, and I've been running ever since.
Okay, so we know that motivation is a big factor. And lots of people who make New Year's resolutions to lose weight or get healthy, they really, really want it. But there are three things about the way that most of us make our New Year's resolutions that set us up to fail. Number one.
We make our resolutions in a bubble of overindulgence and self-disgust.
This is Michelle Sager. She studies exercise motivation and health behavior at the University of Michigan. And she says there's this pattern we get into around the holidays, that we binge for days, and then eventually our pants feel tight and our face feels bloated, and we're angry at ourselves. We swear, never again. This is the year that we are going to change. And that is actually problem number two. Sager calls it the gambling mentality, that voice in your head that says this time is different.
What do people do when they gamble? They lose a lot, but they keep going back to the table, or they keep going back to the lottery because there's something fun, and maybe this time, not maybe, yes, this is the time.
And finally, three, there's just the plain old bandwagon effect. It is a new year. Look at all those specials on gym memberships and weight loss programs. Everybody else is doing it. But obviously, if these moments of self-loathing, the thrill of gambling, and the bandwagon were enough to get us to change, we would not be here in the first place. So what does the research say we should do instead? Well, number one, do not join a gym. I mean, by all means, go to the gym if you actually love the gym. But if you hate spin class or logging marathon miles on the elliptical, you're probably not going to stick with it for more than 6 weeks.
So people need to toss out rules of what they think they should be doing. You know, eat 5 fruits and vegetables a day, run, you know, be active for 30 minutes 5 days a week. Rules get in our way.
Sager says instead, we should finally just give ourselves permission to do the stuff we actually enjoy, like going for walks or taking a salsa class or yoga, whatever. We have to stop thinking that stuff doesn't count if it's not sweating bullets on a treadmill somewhere. Ultimately, Sager says you can be your own research scientist.
The throwing down the gauntlet of I'm going to join the gym and go 5 days a week, or I'm going to join this weight loss program and I'm going to get meals shipped to me because I'm going to really stay disciplined and do it this time. If that hasn't worked before, you've got a lot of evidence that it's not going to work.
Of course, advertisers know that it's really hard to not give into that gambling, this time is different mentality. It's fun. But still, anything where you have to drastically change your life or where you have to follow a set of rules from some diet authority, science says you are eventually going to rebel against that. So if you are going to make a New Year's resolution about getting healthy this year, remember that if it failed you in the past, it's probably not going to work this time, and that's okay. Instead, just do a little bit more of the active things that you actually enjoy, and if that's not a treadmill, that's fine. For Michigan Radio News, I'm Kate Wells.